Simchin Samach Gimel. Sif Lamed. Simchin Samach Gimel, Sif Lamed. Mobi Shetzidoi Echod Ogach, Beechod Kotzer. Have a Mobi, which one side is long, one side is short. Clear enough. So one side's long and one side short. So you're going to put a koyu slanting. We learned yesterday is koyu mishum heker. Koyu is mishum heker. It's not a mechitza. So b'zoi, it's not a heker. People will see people carrying. See, that would be the straight line. People will see people carrying there. See, they'll say they're carrying it with a sarabim, and they'll learn and get a difference. You can't tell the difference between there. So you're not allowed to put a koyu over there. However, this chashash wouldn't be if you put a koyu halfway. Obviously, lose your right to carry in the front of the movie. At least it would be a kosher koyu. It would be a kosher koyu from there to there. Then the shaila is, so Shemot states, you can't put a koyu, put to a pesach. So a pesach could be slanting, it's best a mechitza, put to a pesach where you want, it doesn't have to be. People have come to me a few times, oh, you know, you've got a pesach there, it's slanting, you're not. Tzus HaPesach is allowed to be slanting without any problems. Shaila is, what about lechi? So you put a lechi there, or you put a lechi there. You put a lechi there, it corresponds to nowhere. You put a lechi there, actually it can be good. As a mobi, you need one lechi to go straight across. So this is the shaila. Two, and then imagine it goes across. Lechi mishum mechitza. That's what Mishum Buyer brings. That's the shaila. Sif Lamed. Movi shetzidei echot oich veechot kotza afile ein kol tzad oich oidif ala kotza alba amas. Even if it's not even four amas. The shaila is not four amas. It's not the length between the two of them. The difference is not even four amas. You're only allowed to put the koyu kenegad akotza, which means you should put it straight across. There's no way how you can put the koyu slanting and be allowed to carry slanting. What happens if you do put the koyu slanting? Is that shayla and bi'aloch? The bi'aloch brings a klutz machsa shekel and pribegodim. Pribegodim machsa shekel is a chiddush. If you do put it slanting, you're allowed to carry straight. Chiddush. So it's not a koyu. That's why he's more massic at the end. So you shouldn't put a koyu like that. It could be you've lost the whole koyu. Avlim yitze yasa shom tzuras pesach ba'alach soil. You should make a tzuras pesach slanting, no problem at all. Toicha movi, inside the movi, yochel necha koyu ba'alach soil, you can even put a slanting one, but you're restricted then to carry only till there. Umishtamash, and you'll be able to use it, slanting. Keneged ha'kotze, b'kotze keneged ha'kotze, well, keneged ha'orech, as long as it is, on the small side and on the long side, as long as it is. So that's what the Master Shekhar Taina is. In the Reisha, it means you can't put it to be Mishtamash, Kenegan Akotze, Kenegan Orech. If you want to be Mishtamash straight, Master Shekhar says you can't use that Koyra. And the Prima Godim says, no, the Koyra is planting in the street, it's not a Koyra. So stay in Bialocha. Now let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Rav Gimel, Shetziri Echad Orech, Venim Shul Kosloi Lusha Sorabim, and the Koysel goes to Lusha Sorabim. Yosim Mikos Lasheni further in than the other wall. I feel it ain't sad out the Amos. Word enough for the Poxim is there. Gamkein ain't a Menech and a Kenegra Kotze Dafke below by Alachsen. By time the Koymishim Hacker, so you could either listen to his rabbin. Over Alachsen, they have a hacker. It's not a hacker. People will get mixed up. Behind you, the Menech of Alachsen, if you stammer from Sador and Negador, Shane David Negador, where is a Yemer, Shamudish on his rabbin? Because he can't see any walls on the other side. And he'll say you can carry his own. And they say you're doing him in a movie because it doesn't look like the movie. But they're just sticking out a bit. But they're time. But inside the movie is no problem. Because it's miles away from Shisharabim. No one will be actually carrying Shisharabim when it's slanting inside the movie. What you can do is make a tzusa pesach balachsoy. Because a tzusa pesach is much as big as it is. So that's okay, it's a mess, it's a good. But if you put a lechi echad, what if you put a lechi? Echad eitz la'orich, and lechi echad eitz la'kotzer. Now what? Eino mo'ilem lishtamash ba'alachsoy. It doesn't help to say I've got two lechis, let's make a corresponding between the two, an imaginary line between the two, a slanting line. because lech usually only works till 10 hours. Sha'afsha lech ya'inim shemekim b'vadam shemechitzim mikamok lech shemsada oich ainim loy lach shem shesu ven shemechitzim kinegdoi. There's nothing against the lechi straight according to the walls of the movi to go straight across, because there's nothing there. Abba, what you can do, because it's a movi and it only is one lechi, there's no reason why you can't use the nearer in lechi as a lechi and go across. This lechi, you can't make an imaginary lechi over there. I made it since the Pesach now, so it's good, because you've got a lechi and a koyla. Abba Ma, so forget, if you wanted to have all these three things, so you haven't got a koyla, that would be a since the Pesach. Why not? Nice. But if you wouldn't have the koyla, because koyla is possible, so you put a lechi, that helps you nothing. That one over there would help you to go across, because it's a movi. Your two wouldn't be good, because again, they're not opposite each other. Anywhere where you're going to use two lechayim, you have to put them straight and not slanting. So it's a better man for the balachsin. Can you know? Because we're drunk, it's a better man for the balachsin. Even if it's far, far, far away from each other, only 4 hours, 10 hours, so it's a better always helps. This is a big thing again. I've had it once or twice. As Mishabu is up, if it be lechayim, then it's also no good. You have to put them opposite each other. So the Bialucha says here, opposite each other. You look, kolam nira la'ayin is okay. Kolam nira la'ayin is okay. Zod the chazanish, no, I'm sorry, it has to be exact. Chazanish, it has to be exact. If you put one there, so Mishabu says, klo, kolam nira la'ayin, tafile lini shnei l'chiyayim, chayim bin shim l'chavonim, v'loi b'lachsen, im nachme l'chse kodem miku gam l'ayin, dafke nira la'ayin kol shi l'chsen. Loich mi shim l'chavonim al yidei medida. The last few words in the long bialocha. It doesn't have to be, you have to start measuring it with a set square and this thing. Chazanish zotnish azot. Says you do have to.
Mamish.
So how are you going to know? So Chazanish says the Eitzah is a bichri Chazanish b'chlal. Instead of putting them like this, you either put them like that, or like that. Chazanish halt, and when something is like that, you have here not one lechi. When you have something one, you have one lechi. You were talking about going like that, and then it goes like that. So when you go like that, the lechi is obviously going that way, has to meet that one, might just miss, it's not good. However, when you go like that, you haven't got one lechi. You've got 100 lechis. Each little shtickle is another lechi. This is a chiddush Chazanish quite often. Or, he says, you can put a round one. A round lechi against this
space.
No, against this dimension going this way, you have a lot of little dimensions going the other way. And you have, when you put it like that, it's also made up of thousands of little dimensions going this way. Against this one. Therefore, if you have two like this, so what if that point is not against that point? That point is not against that point. But that point over there somewhere will be against one of the points over there somewhere.
You need one side of it.
You need two. To my lechi. One side is okay. One side is a lechi.
One normal lechi. The other side a round one.
Yeah. You're right. The chayyeh. You're right. Yeah. You can have one and two. Round one square. Yeah. Oh, you put them like this. Does the chazan ish is
chiddush? Right.
Even what's it help if it's wide? Yeah, I've got a wide lechi. But this one is because it's no. Tell you why. Because when the lechi goes like this, it's either the front of the lechi is the place where your mechitza begins and continues. It's not there. It's here. So if it's over here, where does it meet? Does it meet? Miss. Does it meet? It doesn't meet. There's only the mechitza continues. If it's at a 90-degree angle to this wall, then the mechitza will continue at the 90-degree angle, and it might miss. As soon as it goes like that, the lechi is not going dafka that way. The lechi is made up of pieces against this 90-degree angle, which could be anywhere along here. As if you got 100 lechis. And Mela, As we know, you can have one on this side, because this one will meet somewhere there. So you have two corresponding meetings. Or you can have one round one. The Chazal says two, but the same as you said. What's the Chaznish? Weiter. Yochala Niach. I am a Taz. Zog the Taz. Shemitzade dafke marachsen eine yose ba'amas dila woche yose ba'am bi'alocha. So here, Yochala Niach is going on the Koya Balachsen. He's a Chiddush. He brings the Taz. The Taz says that. Afterwards, the Taz says that. And Shulchan Aruch steht nicht so. Taz got shy about it. That could be, even though we know Koya and the Lech can only be able to 10 Amos, he's got sad that if the distance between there and there is 10 Amos, there's a sad that if you put the Koya in the middle, it's allowed to be more than 10 Amos. It's a Chiddush. Even though about the Koya and Lech is always only for 10 Amos. If, however, the width is 10 Amos, and you're putting Mushtek Dorba slanting, the Taz has got Tzad, even though he says he shouldn't, but in Shulchan Aruch is Mashma, is an Achorik Sachoinim, that in this case you'd have to make a long Koya slanting, and the actual Koya will be more than 10 Amos, and it's still kosher. Because the din is the Koya has to be 10 Amos, not the Koya has to be 10 Amos. You can make a Koya in a Mavi of 10 Amos. This movie is 10 hours. It's not more. The Koya slanting. You don't have a Koya slanting. It's a Chiddush. But Shmuel is on this. He says, I'm a Taz, who says, Shem Tzad, the Dafke Malach, and Yosim, 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 yeah, if you imagine the Shalmi, it can be a bit bigger. It's a Chiddush. And the Vah, the Koya can't be more than 10 hours. It's not that the Koya can't be 10 hours. It's the Koya that the movie is going to be matter can't be more than 10 hours. So since this movie is only 10 hours, put a Koya. You have to put a Koya slanting in mid movie. So it can be bigger than 10 hours as well. Chiddush. See Flamadal. Now here, we're going into a bit of Eruvin. Zhemid Lechi Be'emtza Movi. If you don't mind, stay a bit longer because we have to catch up, so it might take a drop longer. Hamid Lechi Be'emtza Movi. So here we're talking about. First, we have a movi, nice movi, chetzeiros, batim, chetzeiros, and everything, and you put the lechi over there, right? The black one is the first lechi you put. Now, halacha is that it's halacha in Eruvin later. This is a movi which is made as a movi, and everybody is belonging to this movi. Therefore, in later, it's much more of a will. Therefore, you can't decide and get rid of those people over there and make your lechi over there. And then they're not in the movi. So you can't make without them. So you have a problem. So the din is asoi. If the end of the movi, if this doesn't exist, then you can say, well, you're not really interested in making a movi, a lechi. So therefore, go away, you're not interested. You didn't make a lechi. We paid, whatever, for this lechi over here. And you're not interested to make a lechi at the front of the movi, so it doesn't matter. If, Abba, there is a lechi over there, so you could make the whole thing into one. But these people don't want one. They want one on their own. So now you'll have to be splitting the movi. If there's no lechi over there, I'd have to split the movi. Because you're not interested. You didn't make a lechi. You can't carry anyway. It's all open. But if you did make a lechi there, so you want to all be part of the movi. And we go, we say, we don't want you. Going over there, you can't just split a movi with one lechi. A lechi is a din. When you have three mechitas, you put a lechi at the top. We spoke about it last week once. But to split a movi, a lechi is not good enough. What will you have to do? Either two as a Pesach or two lechiai. Put another one there, and then you can tell them bye-bye. So it's a few complicated dinim. One is, only if there's a lechi over there, then they have a taina. And you can only, and if there's no, only one lechi, you can't split a movi, one lechi. Sif lamadav. Hamid lechi be'emtza movi. So, if there is a chotzer, if there's no chotzer afterwards, who cares? If there is a chotzer, if there is another chotzer lower down, but also gamachitzoinim lechi levoishamovi, and they also have a lechi, so they are people who are acceptable to be in a eiluv. The only answer is to make one big eiluv, unless you make another lechi. We'll see. If you've only got one lech, it's not good enough. You have to include them and make one big eiluv. The main shom chotzer, or she yes chotzer, v'lo yasich zayin lech elu en shamovi, then you can just forget about the rest of it. Shemin alech elu fenu mutorim, imenu lechutz asurim. So, that's the other option. Forget about the outside. If there's no lechi, or there's no chotzer, forget about them. avolim also be emtze shnei pasim. But if they made two pasim between them, that means two lechis. Oy pas arba. Obviously, it's less than 10. I mean, you have mess, you also choose a pesach, you have mess, it's made 10 to choose a pesach. Then you can exclude the lower movi, even if they've got a lechi. Avlim yeshchot sematik in ulechot. I feel you because of also gamma to yush a movi. Call echad yechal avi yemut bechel koi. So this is the halacha that to split a movi, which is a movi, which could be one movi, not good enough a lechi. That's the ikar chiddush. If the movi is a good movi, and mamela there is a lechi on the bottom, the only way to split it was passive, not with one lechi. Can't get away with one lechi. Splitting a movi, I mean the din of halacha of having a lechi is good enough for a fourth wall is right, but not in splitting a movi. And if you want to exclude them, and they are applicable, they are good for a movi because they've got that there. Either mix them all in or make passive or two suppressor. Does it halacha? Usually we all go together. Anyway, if they haven't got a shittif. Because it's normal to do it, and which Prima Gordon says, even if they've never ever done it, but that is a normal way to behave in a movie. You can't just split them off with a lechi. It's as if they belong here, and they didn't pay for it. They didn't. They're asa. If one person doesn't pay for, you're not mazaka for him, or he doesn't want to be in the zikur, is a problem. But if they haven't got a right to carry in the movie because they haven't got a lechi at the end of the movie, and can anyone start the yachad? They're not worried to be part of it. Can anyone get less ablaze of liyashin? This is a leb. You mean because the scene, because we're in killer movie, who's coming out of him? Because you look at it as if it started inside. There is a way to exclude the lower one by doing not just a lechi, by making two passing. He says that is only, we have to see later, if there be an opening over there and they have a full right to go through there, then you still don't gain even with two passing because they have a drisus regel to go through here. This is Bamush Simon Sheen very later. Shnei Pasim, it just came in here because we're talking about a lechi in the middle of the movie, that's why he brings it here. Shnei Pasim shall marshuin, marshu mikan and marshu mikan. I feel a chotzi you can lechale b'hai gavne, eh hamu kefes. I feel a chotzi you can also do like that, and you can separate with two passing. But a movie is only, can't be separated with one lechi. And you have to do something to show your separation if the lower part of the movie is roi to be a movie because they also have a lechi on the bottom. If they haven't got a lechi on the bottom, then they're not interested. You can forget about them and make your lechi and as if the movie stops over here. Which has got a wall around it and the doors are open by night, or Pesach Echot Ein Nilo. So you're closed. The one door is not closed. You call Mokum, the door alone, the doorpost, have a Kelechi Alide Pesach Ahu. And therefore it becomes one ear. Now the Zalocha, the same as this movie, you always have to put a whole movie together. The Zalocha later, that our town also, which has Mechitzas around it, you have to be Ma'ar of the whole town. It's Mamash Halachas later. So then, because it's called one town, because it's all open, because it's all closed. I one door's not there, but you got there, Lechi. Salocha later, just like you have one movie has to be together, one ear has to be together. If it's got mechitzas around it, or if the mechitzas are broken, it's not one ear, so you can do what you want. Sif Lamed Beis, it's Mamash Simon later. Sif Lamed Beis. Just an extension to Sif Lamed Aleph. Zeshir Shauni Lamed Lechi Bem Sam Movi, who had in Lamed Koyer Bem Sam Movi. You can also put a Koyer in the Movi. In this, when would it be if you don't need passing because the outer people have not made a Lechi? So this Lechi is good enough. Meila, if this Lechi is good enough, who had in? I could have put a Koyer across. If Lechi Bem Koyer is good enough. If this is not there, and they're not there, either they're not there, or even if they are there, they're not there, I can manage with the Lechi or a Koyer. But if you're going to say that you're going to put a lechi mekoyer over there and you're going to stop the movie over there, work with them, you're not having to do with them, it's all very nice. But you can only use a lechi mekoyer if this is a roi to have a lechi mekoyer. That means, that we always learned. But if you were relying, that house wasn't there. You were relying on that house to make it batim. You haven't got a mummy properly, so that all has to be a mummy. It's very easy halachas, really. He becomes a chotzer, so he passes mashu b'ayin, rosh gemnoi, fasa b'ayin b'sad echot. Weiter, kuflan beis, kol zeh b'yesh, kai zeh b'kol zeh k'yeh, mashu shani b'ayin melech, b'ayin samik shlo, sulech b'ayin shal movi, komu dafshu b'chotzer movi, zeh l'wakir, yesh, yesh, li kol atu nama tzoch, li mizah, shu nama, kum shkodem zeh, yechol lavoch, yesh, it's not talking about when there's one big movie, we're talking about when they excluded them. Al zeh, so shu b'ayin chotzer movi, li kol apotim, to be tzav kol yachim yam, gana shu b'ayin shal. If they made one big movie, then you can start reckoning obviously from there. There's a prima godin that says, now, if you got to a Pesach there, Taka, then can you afterwards put a lechi there? I think that's the shayla prima godin. If you taka to a Pesach there, and you separated them, then you said, oh, let's be friends, let's all come together again, and then you see, so I've got a lechi there, but that lechi is for the whole movie, which the whole movie has to have two batim chatzeiros, so I have to use behind the Tzuras HaPesach, but they're separated, they've got Tzuras HaPesach. Can you still include them? Shari Pribugot. Good. Oh, making progress.